Move on to 604.
Authorize a contract with R&H Construction in the amount of $790,000 to complete emergency structural repairs to the Director Park canopy.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. I'll turn it over to Chiaselli from Parks.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Chiaselli. I'm the Planning, Development, and Asset Manager for Portland Parks and Recreation. I'm here today to request Council authorization for a contract with R&H Construction to complete emergency structural repairs to the Director Park canopy. Last fall, park staff learned that the wood beam supporting the glass canopy of the pavilion at Director Park had moisture damage and required replacement. We developed an emergency plan to close the area under the canopy in the event of heavy winds or heavy snow or ice, and we monitored the structure for safety throughout the winter. We also immediately began working with the original designers of the canopy, ZGF Architects. ZGF has been a full partner with us and has funded and completed the project repair design with our input. As partners, we have agreed to use steel beams instead of wood beams because steel will have a much longer life cycle and much lower maintenance cost. ZGF recognizes the importance of this canopy to the community, and they have generously agreed to fund the majority of the repair costs. Parks will fund the difference in terms of the cost between wood and steel beams. And we're going to use our existing funds from our major maintenance emergency repair fund. After collective deliberation, R&H Construction has been selected as the contractor for this work. They have a track record of success with very complex construction projects. This was an important early decision for ZGF so that they could have their project repair plans reviewed for constructability and estimated for costs early on so they could deliver the best value and approach for the community. Many community stakeholders have already been notified about this work, and more information will be shared with the community as we draw closer to construction. Construction is scheduled to begin at the end of September and to be completed in early December, with the majority of the work completed before the holiday street closure moratorium goes into effect. And I'm happy to take any questions you might have.
Kia, just a couple of questions. First, I want to acknowledge that in the 6 years or so since this park went online, it's really had a catalytic impact in that area. And I'm reminded that no restaurant had been successful on the second floor of the Fox Tower until the Ringside came in on an interim basis and then stayed. And one of the great features of that space is it overlooks the park and at night overlooks the extraordinary light show that accompanies the pavilion. And there's been a lot of development around that area. So it's really been a phenomenal addition. I read a comment recently online where someone complained that they went and it was too crowded. I was thinking, boy, this is a successful urban plaza that's attracting a lot of people and families and kids, and that's good. Two questions. First is, does the shift to steel change the aesthetics of that canopy or in any way alter the original vision for the site?
That's a great question, Commissioner. So we looked very carefully at this question because that came to mind for us as well, because wood is obviously a very different kind of material than steel. And as I mentioned, ZGF Architects, they are the architect of record for the pavilion, and they actually helped us through this decision-making process and also worked with Lori Olin, one of the other original designers. He's a landscape architect for the plaza. And we all agreed that we would have, that steel would have the same kind of rhythm and the same kind of airiness and lightness as wood. It will definitely have a different kind of look just visually because the wood is yellow, it's warmer, and the steel will actually have more of a metallic type reflective finish, but it'll still have the same kind of rhythm and lightness as the wood has currently.
Well, Lori Olin, of course, did one of the parks in the River District and is world famous. So my sense is if the Parks Bureau, Mr. Olin, and ZGF all conclude that it's consistent with the overall aesthetics of the site, then that's good enough for me. The second question is, can you just remind us what happens to Elephant's Deli during the construction phase?
So during the actual construction work, because Elephant's Deli, their annex, is located underneath the pavilion, they will actually need to close. Now, keep in mind, they actually have their main restaurant just across the street from Director Park, so that will remain open. So for all of those customers that are concerned about the closure of their store underneath the pavilion, they will be able to go to the Director Park area and still access Elephant's. We will, during that closure period, abate their rent. And we have anticipated some of this, and they have already been contacted, so they are fully aware of this coming up.
And finally, just my recollection on this project is, thanks to the generosity of Tom Moyer, Jordan Schnitzer, and some other people, this was about a 60-40 split, private-public. Is that right?
That's my recollection. That's correct.
60% was private, about 40% was public, which on a project like this in such a location is a good split if we believe in public-private partnerships. And then our total cost on this towards whatever the cost of fixing this problem is $188,000?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I understood a point you made in passing there, that obviously the design firm is taking the majority, the responsibility for this, and that was negotiated, not litigated. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, thank you.
They came to the table as willing partners.
Good. Appreciate that very much. Any other questions for Kia? Okay, anyone want to speak on this item? Thank you very much. We'll take a roll call vote.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Thank you, Kia. Aye.
Fritz?
I'm so honored to be the Parks Commissioner and to work with Kia Selly and the rest of her team at Parks. It's when challenges come up, knowing that there are great people ready to dive in and deal with them in a collaborative manner is really special. Aye.
Hales?
Aye.